Okay, so in the paragraph that begins, Vinitzdavenu, this is in the entry on Rosh Hashanah, the second entry of Rosh Hashanah from the Sefer Kara Kamach, one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu B'chaye, wrote, besides his Perush al Torah, he wrote other Sfarim. One of them is this Sefer Kara Kamach. And he talked about Rosh Hashanah in terms of the Inyan of Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebaalpeh. We'll come back to that. Talked about the reasons for Tkiyas Shofar. And now he continues with the connection to Yom HaDin. V'nitzdavenu b'mitzvah zu b'yom hazeh. This is on Amud Shin Pei in the upper corner. Paragraph, v'nitzdavenu b'mitzvah zu b'yom hazeh. Shehu Yom HaDin. V'zeh ramuz b'milas zichron truah. The idea of Yom HaDin is alluded to by the expression in the Torah, zichron truah. Ki milas zichron, zikaron, nofel al hanishpatin. To be remembered is the same thing as to be judged. Like a pasuk in Yecheskel, Yan, he's a charechem, the chafti tafesu. So referring to being judged, k'siv maskeres avon means that an avera is being remembered. K'siv ufakadati b'shevet pisha, with the rod I will do an accounting on the averos. V'amruzal pikdonos haren kizachronos. The question of pakad is synonymous with zochar. Hayom hazeh hu yom shekol tovos. Ha'olam v'ra'osav, v'inyan mizonas adam v'chiyuso, all the good things in the world and the opposite regarding parnasa, v'kiyum banav, person's children, nigzarim v'yom hazeh, koach adachad b'frat, every individual, u'mizanu omrim v'almedinos bo yomer, this is what we say in the davening, that regarding countries, ezo l'chev, ezo l'shom, ezo l'rav, ezo l'sova, v'yos bo yipokedu, individuals, laskim b'chaim v'mavis, Yom Hu Shekoba Yolam Open Fun of Kivnei Moron, like it says in the Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah, Ubo Misbaririm Ufnei Hashem Hanistoros Vaniglos. That's when everything gets clarified and revealed, so to speak. Yom Shekoba Yolam Omin Besakana. The whole world, in a sense, is in the state of danger. Ki Isha Hara, like a woman who's pregnant, she Yesh Lep Sirim Bechavom, has many birth pangs. Vein Yudas and Tinasim Tamus. Doesn't know if she'll survive this. Mizanu omrim hayom haras olam. Haras olam is like the idea of hirayon. Yom, that's the idea of a pregnant woman that feels in danger at the time of the pregnancy. Yom hu she'en omrim bo halel. That's Chazal tell us, she'ken doshu lezal, maravo, omrim machshav fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. The angel said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, bonu shalom, ipnei ma, en yisrael, omashir fnei panacha, b'rosh Hashem Yom Kippurim. Why aren't Kal Yisrael singing? Saying Hallel, Amar Lehen, Hashem responds, Efshem, Nelech Yoshev, Akisei Din, V'Sipri Chaim, V'Sipri Mesim, V'Suchim Lefana, V'Yisrael Amim Shira. It's not the appropriate time for Shira when so much is at stake. V'Yom Hazeh, Nivra Ha'olam. This is a day that the world was created. V'Zeh Ramos B'Bereshis. The osius of Bereshis are the osius of Tishrei. Take out the base, and then you have, without the Vav, without the Aleph, you have Reishin Yotav, is the osius of Tishrei. That's according to what we know. Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, it's really a machlokes. Tosis works out that one holds machshava. So it could be there's still sheiches to Tishrei, whether it's Benisan or B'Tishrei. He's going with the sheet of Tishrei. V'alzeh ono omrim, zeh yom tchilas ma'asecha. That's what we say also in the Zechronos. V'ayim echazdei Hashem yizbarach yisaleh. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness, shehodiyanu v'torasso ha'kedosha mishpat ha'yom hazeh. Hashem revealed to us that there's a judgment on this day. Levavur niyaz the reason, so that we should be conscientious. Uleman hachin atzmeinu l'tfilah l'tshuva. So we should prepare ourselves properly with tfilah l'tshuva. V'yoseinu charedim emas adin. We should be in a sense in fear and awe from the terror of the din. Kishnisbakesh mitzad hamelach Hashem. When we're asked, when summoned. Ki im yavil adam l'day melch bas v'dam. A person is called by a mortal judge, even a simple thing as a traffic ticket, let's say, if you've ever been in traffic court, or the more so in regular court, and you know you're innocent, but the fact is there's a sense of the authority that's calling you by name, you know, your name, your last name, whatever it is, come up. You want to find a good attorney, you want to find a way to hopefully get exonerated. Alachas kam v'kama hayudeya sheyavo dinav And you know that you're not innocent. There's a lot to be afraid of. That's why Hashem, in His wisdom, dictated Baseres Hayomim Halalu, beginning with Rosh Hashanah. How you doing, B'chol Yisrael? Hanikroi Baseres Yimei Tshuva. We owe some zman l'chotei sheyoshu mechato days for tshuva. U'masha hayu asara. Why adafka asara? Linyan muchrach. It has to be that way. The number 10 is connected with the existence of the world. This is the world continues. Number 1, the world was created with 10 amiros, 10 utterances, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. The Avdu of the Zohar b'mei Enosh. We know that the first time of the Zohar appeared in the world was generation of Enosh. They built palaces for the stars, Makrivin Lehem, Karbanos, Nishayev Ha'olam Klai. Again, the world should have been destroyed by Noach, the Nishtachu Ha'olam B'Schuso. And the world continued because Noach came into the scene. Uho Yasiru Adam, he was the 10th generation, 10 generations till Noach. Achar Kein Chotu Dorach Logam, Nishayev Ha'olam Klai. Again, there was a state where the world should have been destroyed by Avram, Shayasar LeNoach. And again, 10 generations take us to Avram. And the world again got re-established in the merit of Avram, which is again number 10. He withstood the 10 nisyonos, and from that came Kal Yisrael, who received the Seres Adibros, which is again giving kiyum to the world. That's a pasuk in Tehillim. And we say, B'schus Anochi Tikanti Amudeha. So the world was given its kiyum, as we know, the Torah gave kiyum to the world, B'schus Anochi Tikanti Amudeha. Achar Chein, Nitzdav Moshe Ala Mishkan, Shaya Esa Yerios. There's a number 10 embedded in the Mishkan as well. V'chein B'shara Kelim Ha'orn V'ashulchim Amno Yesh B'chol Echad Remez L'cheshbon Asiri. Doesn't explain here what it is, but there are Ramaz, and I guess they tell you to look in his Perish Ala Torah. In the midst of this day, Rosh Hashanah is the day, the first day of Tishrei, culminating with Yom Kippur. Kava osa Torah shehi yom adin b'Rosh Chodesh v'yishi yom kippurim v'asara v'chodesh. So this is why 10 is so much connected to the Kiyum Ha'olam. And this is the idea of the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. Ba'a Kabbalah shehi ner l'ragleinu. This is what we had in the beginning of the Maimar, that Torah Shebal Peh is the ner. Lohodianu al aseres yom halalu, to reveal to us about the 10 days beginning Rosh Hashanah, shem kvuos man liyachid hachol tigach for the tshuva neshem isbach. It's the time that's designated for tshuva for the yachid. Va'al kein tiknu lanu razal b'tfilas hayom hazeh eser malchios, eser zechronos, eser shofros. That's why we have the number psukim that correspond to 10. Although it should be noted that in shofros we actually have an extra pasuk, so it actually does exceed 10. Not mistaken. If you look in the minyan hapsukim of shofars, it might be one extra. Not mistaken. But the lemaisa, there's an inyan of 10, I guess. 10, even if you have more, but it's really 10. It had to be 10. V'zeu kinei mitzvah v'torah or. As we said before. V'amar, the pasuk concludes, v'derech chayim tochachos musar. Lirmos ashtei midos halo. Now he's coming back again to how he began, the midos hadin, midos harachamim idea. So by saying Derech Chaim Tochachos Musar, it's hinting to the two midos, midos Adin, midos Arachamim, Shatorah Hanikreis Musar Kelua Mehen. The Torah itself combines Din and Rachamim. Ukran Tochachos Lashen Nochach. Nochach meaning one opposite the other, one corresponding the other. Al Shem Shem Zeh Kenegezeh. The midos Adin and Rachamim are balancing each other. Ushtei midos Elu Heim Remuzos B'mitzvah Zushat Kias Shofar. And this parallel of Din HaRachamim are embedded, encoded in the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar. How so? At Kiya Keneged Midas Rachamim. Kiya, which is the straight sound, that's Rachamim. Hatruah, the broken sound, Keneged Midas Adin, that you find by Milchama, and at Tam Sarat, with the Harayosim, Bachatzot, Zvos Levayer. Sha'olam Shenivra, B'Tishrei, Nivra, B'Shtei Midas Elu. The world had, as we began the piece earlier, with the two midos din and rachamim, ubit kias ha-shofar on the ma'orin ha-lev l'mata, we inspire ourselves here, on ma'orin ha-kavana b'midos l'mala, and it's ma'or also l'mala as well, in these two midos din and rachamim, by being tokea with ma'or the rachamim, and by being making this truer sound, that's or the din. Ula'olam ha'tkiya b'rosh ha'besof. That we have the truer is sandwiched in between tkiya, before and after. Kedei she'tisgaber midas rachamim al midas ha'din. So that the rachamim should overwhelm the midas ha'din. B'zeh shanu omim b'tfila. That's the meaning of the tfila that we say. We have it after the Akedah in the morning. It's also in the Gemara Brachos. V'yigol rachamecha al midosecha. That the rachamim should overwhelm the midas hadin. She is galgul rachama v'yehafech midas hadin l'midas rachamim. V'zeh sh'amu b'medrash tehillim ala elokim b'sruha. That's midas hadin. Hashem yudkei vavkei, which is rachamim b'kol shofar. That's the tkiya. Amr of Yehuda b'shem eshlokish kemish ala kadosh baruch hu b'din v'yoshev ala kisei. Kemen shetokin b'shofar hu ole v'hofech midas hadin l'midas rachamim. Ukshemirin ala bedin umisha hashofar tokeya ala elokim b'srua bedin. That's elokim Hashem rachamim b'kol shofar b'rachamim. Shenema Hashem keo rachun b'chan. All right, stop here.